Hello, and welcome to Peter's podcast, where we talk about real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living. Thanks for joining me. Namaste. Good to see you. Happy holidays. Nice. Occasionally I go to the Shivananda ashram, and they get up super early. They ring a bell, you have to go down. It's very dark, kind of like it is right now. And you sit on a cushion, if you can find one, and then you're told to meditate. And it's an interesting kind of practice. And there's a difference about the way that we do practice here, which is that we rely a lot on this notion of the removal of darkness, like the taking away some of the confusion that comes about. So we do things like we turn the lights up higher so you can see what you're doing, and things like that. And then we also talk a little bit about a practice to do and about what you might find in the practice that you're doing. So sort of creating some expectations, some guidance, also a kind of a map of what happens when you meditate. And maps are useful because they give you some confidence that you're going to get somewhere. And they also provide some landmarks along the way of what you're doing. Oh, yeah, right, I heard about that part, right? So you've got that. And also they create a kind of a patterning. You know, they're literally like a symbol of what's about to take place, and then you let yourself align with that. You know, so there's a whole branch of yoga that we don't get into very much here, of working with yantra, where there's a shape, and that particular shape is something you meditate on as a way to alter your own frequency, your own vibration. One thing we work a lot with is mantra, so that's again another way of repatterning yourself that is to sound, right? To things that we would say, particular statements that have a vibratory quality. And Lindsay and I are doing that on the first, in case you haven't heard yet, from endless repetition. but we're very excited about our New Year's Day kirtan. So, you know, I was pondering a little bit about this map notion and us patterning into it, and you know, one of the things that we talk about when we're doing our meditation practice with Al, you know, he sort of describes his own experiencing as you go up, you know, as you're doing your thing. And sometimes I feel like the timing of that can be a little bit odd, because maybe you're already half meditating and Al's talking about somewhere else that you might be, right? So I thought we would talk a little bit about it before, and then I'll try to shut up while we're trying to meditate. So in the map, we do this practice of balancing Ida and Pingala so that it's easy to get into our center, right? And our center is English. What we're trying to get into is this line, Shushumna Nadi, this pathway that is literally our highway back and forth between being out in the world, dealing with stuff, being in the week between one holiday and another, right? And all of that thing. And then we have the ability to be in a transcendent place, a place where your mind can stop, pause its normal activity, and allow for another kind of knowing things, right? You move into what in Sanskrit we might call akasha, the space of what is. And if you look at like theosophical literature or other kinds of esoterica, they talk about an akashic record, like where everything's written down, right? Another way to think about that is just like the world in the form of a story that's made, it's like complete, right? Then we introduce time into the story and we each take a role and now we're playing in this story. Yeah? But this word akasha gives you some sense of what it is that we're moving up toward to then have insights, to then bring understanding of what's going on back out into our day-to-day life, our five senses life. So in the map, we'll balance left and right, which helps us get into this highway to make the trip up and down as we like, right? Which is good to know also if you ever get anxious in meditation. Oh, right, I know which highway to take back, right? So you can come back, get stable, and say, okay, I feel okay now, let me let go again and come up, right? Here in this class, we have another tool that helps you move in this highway, which is Shaktipat, right? And Shaktipat is cool, feels fun to get, right? And sometimes people get very excited about that as a thing they want to do to someone, right? And that gets off into this realm that the Yoga Sutras talk about, where as you get better at making this journey, being in this space, it will seem like there are powers in the world, that you act now from a place of more knowing, more understanding, and some of those things seem magical, right? Like, oh my God, I was just thinking about this and suddenly they called me, you know, and now I have a new opportunity, you know, all those kinds of magical things. But it's important to remember to avoid like thinking magically about that, like, oh gosh, I'm gonna now make all this magic happen. And instead to think about, oh yes, I'm gonna attune with who I am and keep tapping into my source of wisdom. Then when I come back into life, it might look like magic, but not because that's what I'm trying to do. Okay. So the next thing in this plan is, after coming into the center, we're going to go up, and instead of thinking about Shaktipat as something that someone gives you, which of course it is, it's really just a way for you to move in your highway, right? That your focus isn't here, instead it's gone up, right? So we can do that ourselves, right? And the more you practice meditation, the easier it is to do that. One of the nice ways to do that is to use a chakra meditation, because it walks you up through the densities of your being, right? From the most earthy to the most akashic, right? The most etheric, the most space, right? So we're gonna do that today, but rather than dwell for a long time in each chakra balancing, we're gonna literally use the chakras like bells. I have bells, here they are, right? We're gonna ring them and let each ring move you one step higher up, like you're doing Shaktipat on yourself, okay? And we'll just keep going from the base up into the midbrain and then letting go. So we'll do that repeatedly, and we'll first do it aloud, then we'll do it sort of almost silently, then I'll let you just continue on silently. As long as it feels like I still need a little bit of more propulsion up into this space before I feel like I can let go. But once you do, you'll let go. And then the next piece of our map is that we have first a recognition of, oh wow, here I am, I'm in my mind. What's going on? There's a thought, I don't care. Right? It's just like a sort of a shift, it's called parinama in Sanskrit. It's a transition away from thinking about what's going on outside. Suddenly, I'm just like inside. I'm just noticing that I'm noticing. So it becomes what's called chit-akasha vayu. I'm aware of my consciousness. I'm in this energy of consciousness. So when we look in and we stop looking out, we find chit-akasha vayu. Then we're on our way in our map to this final destination of being just in the wisdom stuff, right? In that biggest akashic record. Biggest in Sanskrit, the word is param, right? So we're on our way to param akasha vayu, which is that just letting go and feeling like I'm just kind of drifting here. In between, there's a transitional phase. First, I'm looking at just my consciousness. Now I'm going to ultimately be letting go. The in-between space is called Dahar Akashavayu. So again, it feels like a little transition. Like I was here, I'm still in my body, but I'm aware that I'm not my body. I forget my body for a second. I'm somewhere else, right? That little transition moves you. And then ultimately you're left wherever. And you might bounce back and forth between those places, right? Especially if your foot falls asleep or something. Pulls you right back out. Yeah? That's why it's important to get a good seat, which they don't talk about at Shivananda at all. No way. We do. We have all kinds of great seats. So if you need help with your seat, ask. The other thing that's nice in our map is that when you're done meditating, if something is something, you know, you have questions, you have comments, you have concerns, you can ask. Right? So again, this bringing of the light through all of the wonderful teachers that we have at Ishta, some of whom are in the room, you know, and so we can make our journey in a really comfortable way, in a way that feels secure, in a way that gets you there, in a way that you can tweak if you're like you get off on the wrong exit, you just check in with the director, you know, at what is it, Triple Om, Al calls it, right? Go to Triple Om, they put you back on the right pathway, Shushumna Nadi, there you go, just stay on Shushumna Nadi, right? And then eventually it all works out. Good. Yeah?
Can you talk briefly about the relationship between the Akashavayas and the different states of samadhi?
They're just like different names for different things. And when you talk about different states of samadhi in the sutras, for instance, where the names kind of come up, mm-hmm. It's more like being more aware of an object of concentration, right? So at first you're using something to focus on, something to focus on. Right, so it's like with an object there. Right? So you're focusing on that thing, whether it's your breath or a visualization or a candle or something. And that helps your mind get steady. And eventually you do what they call merging with things. It's like you lose the sense of distinction between them. Right? So those are the early stages of that samadhi. Then you let go of the object. It's without an object. So you're just letting the mind come into a focus point. Being aware, so that chit-akasha vayu place is more like that. Mm-hmm. You're just aware of consciousness. Right? Then the next stage is you sort of lose sense of yourself as being a distinct consciousness within the consciousness, the consciousness. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's that final letting go. And those are the final stages of samadhi. Sure. Whew. Anybody want to know about the quantum field or anything easy like that?
Might as well tell us.
Cool. I have no idea about the quantum field. Al says it's Brahma. Anywho, so we are going to do a really strong balancing and cleansing before we eject ourselves up Shushumna Nadi. So we're going to We're going to do a little bit of alternate nostril breathing, but then I want to do this nice elements cleansing version where we go in the nostrils. Okay, so we'll go back and forth between the five points of the nostrils that are related to the five elements that are related to the five bottom chakras. So that's earth in the center, water on the edge by your face, fire on the flare of your nose, air at the tip, and then space in the middle. Okay, so we'll just go back and forth between those two so that we're really nice and balanced and all of the elemental forces are nicely tuned up and clear, and then we'll send our energy up by ringing each chakra's bija mantra, lam, vam, ram, yam, ham, sham, om. Right? Let's do a little asana. Come on all fours, please. Sit your knees underneath your hips and your wrists underneath your shoulders. As you breathe in, curl your toes under, arch open the cow. As you exhale, press away around the cat. If you like, if it helps you get a sense of, rather than spreading outward, start holding where you can pull your fingers to each other. After your next inhale, on the exhale, send your seat back to your heels, back to child's pose or seal pose. Just take a moment there and introduce the sahamkriya. On your breath in, draw inspiration that from the source, from the author of the Akashic Record, that energy that's flowing into this great story. And as you breathe out, let that radiate from Kapha's distribution center, just above the lower abdomen, below the navel, flowing through the thousands of meridians that create power. And we'll bring in the sa and hum. Next time you breathe in, come to that upward part of the cat-cow, and inhale, energy in crown to base, add sa, side up leg. Exhale, seat back to your heels. Hum as the energy radiates through. And then do that one more time. Inhale, sa, inspiration. Exhale, hum, distributing and transforming us into this experience that we have. Inhale, into Bali pose. Exhale, seal. Inhale, cobra, or you can stop at the cow, cat cow. And exhale, seal. Inhale, Bali. Sa, inspiration. Exhale, seal, hum. Transforming. Inhale, sa, cobra. Do that on your own. Thank you. we're still in the realm where we're bringing our focus down that line and out into our living. That's the saha of kriya. Now we're going to turn upside down, which is a literal pull of your attention away from that aspect of the living and toward the crown of your head, toward those more etheric centers. So you can do that in a headstand or a downward dog or a forearm version of downward dog. Time, make your way to a seat, either back on your heels or in a cross-legged seat, and feel the effect of turning right side up again. It's like that slingshot effect sometimes, pulling you away from the outer world. Complete our balancing. Go ahead and sit over onto the right side of your feet. In the mermaid, you can hook your toes over your ankle if that's a good bind for you. Set your left hand down where your feet are, raise your right arm up, opening, activating this right side of your body. The asana version of Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, activating Pingala Nadi. On your next breath in, come back upright and lower that arm down. Lean back and swing your legs around to the other side. Hand down where your feet are, raise the left arm up. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, keep expanding in an arc over. Activating Ida Nadi to bring it into balance with Pingala. Inhale back up to center, lower that side down, extend your legs straight out in front of you. Set your hands behind you into Dandasana. Staff, find the Saham Kriya again. And having done the inversion and having done balancing left and right, that feeling of wanting to do Saham may even be fading a little as your energy starts to transition in the other direction, start to get more meditative. Go ahead and release that and find a good seat for pranayama and meditation. If you have questions about your seat, please raise a hand. I'll come help you. We'll start with alternate nostril breathing. We'll do a few rounds of that, and then we'll move to the points of the nostrils. So if you'd like, you can use your fingers to point to those inner edge, outer edge, flare, tip, hover over the space in the middle. If that helps you visualize where it is that you're moving the energy as you breathe in that second part. Otherwise, you can let your hand relax down and do that second part just by visualizing. But for starting, we'll do the regular Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, either with your fingers in your palm, the first two fingers, or with them up on your forehead. Use your ring finger and thumb to find the place where the bony part on the side of the nose ends and it becomes soft, so you could block your breath by pressing in there. And choose the side that's more open as your first inhale side. So pressing either with your ring finger or thumb, take a full breath in, close and block both, and then release the exhale out the other side. Breathe back in the side you just breathed out. Close, block both, and release out the first side. And we'll just continue out and back in through one side, then switch out and back in through the other side. And because of our constitution and what's going on with us in the current moment, sometimes we move really quickly into a place of quiet, into pratyahara, where our senses draw in. Other times, it just takes a long time. So give yourself whatever time you need in this particular practice to find a quieting down, a pulling inward. If you're going to use your fingers to point to the element points, you can keep your hand there. Otherwise, you could let your hand lower after your next round, where you breathe out through the side you started on. And then we'll stay on the same sides together for today. So starting on the left nostril, on the inner corner, which is the element earth, take a breath in, activating earth on the left side. And then breathe out through the right side in that same inner corner, earth out. Come back in where you just breathed out, earth. And then switch back to the left and breathe out, earth. We'll do that one more time, in earth on the left. Out, earth on the right. Back in, earth on the right, and out, earth on the left. Move your finger or your attention to the outer corner where it's still close to your face of the left nostril, and take your next breath in through that, the element of water, apo. And we'll breathe out on the right side in the same outer corner, water. Breathe back in, water on the right. Switch and breathe out, water on the left. once again, we'll repeat that, in on the left water, out on the right water, back in on the right water, and out on the left water. You can let your breath balance in between each element. And we'll move up to the flare of the nostril, which is the element of fire, Agni in Sanskrit. Take a breath in, left fire. Switch to the right flare, out fire. Come back in on the right fire. And breathe out on the left fire. We'll repeat that, in fire. Out right fire. Back in right fire. And out left fire. And just let your breath balance. We'll move up to the tip of the nose now. So in on the left side, the element of air or vayu, wind. Move to the right nostril, the tip, out, air. Back in on the right, air. And out, left, air. And repeat that, in, left, air. You can go on your own breath if this rhythm is hard. Out, right, air. Back in, right, air. And out, left, air. Let your breath balance. Then we'll stay on the left, but now in the space, in the middle of the nostril, we'll breathe in that akasha, the space element, ether. Breathe in, space. Switch to the right and breathe out, space. Breathe back in, space on the right. And out, space on the left. Repeat that, in, space on the left. Out, space on the right. Back in on the right, and out space on the left. If you're using your hand, you can let it release down, and just let your breath rebalance. And we'll take one time through the chakra bijas, just in case you're rusty on where they are. At the very base, the pelvic floor, repeat after me, lum. Move up into the pelvic bowl, the bija mantra, vam, like a V, vam. Okay. Move up to the navel, behind the navel, the bija mantra, ram. Move up into the center of the chest, a place that feels very personal, where I am. The bija mantra, like the letter Y, yam. Move up into the throat, the notch at the base of the throat, up into the roof of the mouth, that zone. The bija is like the letter H, hum. And now, at the roof of the mouth is the first part of the next mantra, K of Ksham. And then the movement, like that door just opened and let you into the midbrain, ksham. And then finally, up through the space between the brain, into the space between the brain and the skull, om. So we're going to do each one of those now together. And I'll say it and you can repeat. That way you don't have to worry about forgetting which goes where. Okay, so we'll just do call and response back and forth. We'll go all the way up, and then we'll pause, and then we'll do it again, and we'll pause, and we'll do it again. Okay. So starting at the base, repeat after me. Lam.
Lam.
Vam.
Lam.
Ram.
Ram.
Yam.
Yam.
Ham.
Ham.
Ksham.
Ksham.
Do that again and again. It's like you're giving yourself Shaktipat, right? You're pulling your energy up, starting at the base. Repeat after me. Lam.
Lam.
Vam.
Vam.
Ram.
Ram.
Yam.
Yam.
Ham.
Ham.
Ksham.
Ksham.
Om. One more time, and see if you can start to walk the edge between being outward and letting this be purely energetic that you're feeling on the inside. Take a breath in. Lam. Fam. Ram. Yam. Ham. Ksham. Toward the energy now, more quiet in your voice. Lam. Ram. Bam. Ram. Yam. Ham. Ksham. Om. Lam. Fam. Ram. Yam. Ham. Ksham. Om. Lam. Vam. Ram. Yam. Ham. Ksham. Continue on your own as long as it's helpful, and then ultimately let go in that space. Moving from Chit Akasha through Dahar Akasha into Param Akasha Vayu. And we'll pass by to do Shaktipat.
stay in your meditative place, and the practice that we use to bring wisdom back in our lives requires us to stay in samadhi with concentration too. So as much as you can, keep moving into that edge, even though we're bringing the energy down. Bring the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Bring your palms together in front of the heart center. As soon as your hands touch, it will bring your senses back online. So go back to that meditative place and hold the edge between touch and meditation, between touch as a thought and the energy of this touch. Move your hands slightly. Move the tongue behind the upper teeth to the gum line. Pull the energy right into your palms and then separate your palms and see if you can still feel the energy. Direct all the wisdom and insight and inspiration of your meditation into that energy and bring it up over your eyes. Send it through your eyes into Ajna Chakra, the command center that distributes our energy into our living. And to help make sure that this energy is filled with wisdom and insight and knowledge, we'll use the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. Let your palms come together in front of the brow.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Meditative place, bring your hands back over your eyes and we'll draw the energy down to Visuddha Chakra at the throat. But if you like, you could stop at the jawline and massage around to the back of your neck before coming around to the throat in front. And then direct that insight and wisdom of the meditation here, tuning this chakra to bring wisdom through as expression in living. So that what you say, what music you make, what you write, what you understand in return is full of wisdom. The mantra Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha.
Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha.
We'll draw the energy next down to the heart center, but we'll pause at the thymus gland, send energy in here to help bolster your immune system. Om Ram 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 Ramaya Namaha. And then continue to draw it down to the heart center, where that wisdom will express as clarity and truth and purity in your relationships. The mantra Om Namo Narayanaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Center, draw the wisdom of your meditation down to the navel center, sending it into this headquarters of transformation. Makes changes in everything from your metabolism to the thoughts that you use to figure out what to do in life. Let your right palm face down, left palm face up, and clasp your hands, pulling the heels of the hands against the navel. And we'll use the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate.
samadhi, still concentrating, draw the energy down to the pelvic bowl. Here we have the headquarters of our passions, our loves, our things we don't want, the things that turn into the patterns of our living that express as personality, the center of our self, svadhisthana. To bring the insight now that you touched in meditation into how to follow those passions in your own role in life. We'll use the mantra, Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha.
Om Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha.
Your fingertips right onto the pubic bone, or use the other version of Yoni Mudra with your fingers interlaced. And we'll direct the wisdom of your meditation to the base, to the Muladhara chakra, to bring wisdom and insight into the earth element in your living, so that you have prosperity and stability. The mantra Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha.
Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha. Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha. Om Lakshmi Vam Shri Kamaladaram Swaha.
Take your hands to the crease line between thigh and torso and ground yourself there, rooting down. And we'll use one last mantra to help ensure that the work that we've done to bring this energy into our living doesn't run into any obstacles in its expression. The mantra, Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Gam 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 Ganapataye Namaha.
Practice of samyama, bringing the wisdom down. Now we'll literally re-ground in our bodies. Move energy in your legs from hip to knee. Move around the knee joints, down your shins. Unwind your legs a little so you can get to your calves, and walk a line right down the center of your calf, the fire line, transformation, to transform you down into our daily life, our sensory life. And then grab your ankles tight, which helps sense the earth underneath you. And bring those five elemental lines back into force in the soles of your feet, from your heel to each toe. Earth, water, fire, air, and space. Extend your legs, release your ankles. If your legs are asleep, you could do down dog and pedal them out. And then make your way into Shavasana. each time we bring that wisdom back down, it's like an operating system upgrade. So allow yourself now to reboot, to come back online with this new wisdom, this new insight, trusting your intuition to guide you. Move your fingers, your toes, turn your head a little side to side. Invite your breath to come deeper, and on a nice breath in, raise your arms up overhead behind you and stretch long through your right side from fingers to toes. And then release that side, reach through the other side from fingers to toes. And release. Bend your knees, draw them in, release your back out on the floor. And then set your feet on the floor, hip width apart, and press up into the bridge pose. Take your arms underneath you. Press down into the floor and lift your chest up high, opening yourself, creating a little bit of rajas, a little activity, so that you're not too groggy from meditating. Come up on the balls of your feet, separate your hands, roll your way back down to the mat. Walk your feet to the edges of your mat and drop both knees over to the right. A little twist. You can shift your hips if that feels too much in your low back. And then use your right leg on top of the left to give a little internal rotation on that thigh. Come back up to center, windshield wiper your legs to the left. Again, you can shift your hips over to the right side if you need. Left leg on top of the right thigh. Come back up to center, hug both knees in, rock yourself all the way up to sitting, or you can roll to one side and press up to sitting. Make a fist with your right hand, the left on top of the right, yoga mudra, press in, tilt a little forward. And one last time, and that Sa Hum Kriya, draw your inspiration in, and from where you're pressing, feel it radiate out through every line to create the next moments in your life. Come back upright, bring your palms together in front of the heart center. Hari Om Tat Sat. Have a super duper day. Namaste.
Namaste.
If you have questions, feel free to ask after class. Talked about magical thinking and miracles on my podcast recently. Lindsay and I are going to do half the mantras we did in Regrounding on New Year's Day, but much cooler versions.
Thank you for listening to Peter's podcast. We'll be back soon. Have a wonderful holiday. Namaste.